For people with asthma, there's one week of the year that's more dangerous than any other. It's called Asthma Peak Week, and it falls like clockwork on the third week of September every year, which is the height of ragweed season. The trouble is, most people who have asthma have never heard of it. That includes Peter DeMarco's late wife, Laura Levis. She died from an asthma attack 3 years ago this week. In an essay for WBUR's Cognoscenti, Peter wonders if Laura had known about Peak Week, would she be alive today?
There was no way for Laura to know that her life would end so suddenly. Leading up to her death, she'd been going about her days as normal, working, hitting the gym, hanging out with friends. Her severe asthma attack came out of nowhere. It was seemingly so random. But I've come to learn it wasn't so random after all. According to experts, asthma attacks spike throughout September because of ragweed. With pollen from 17 different species of the wild plant filling the air, ragweed can bring on asthma attacks, like the fatal one Laura had. The third week of the month, the week Laura succumbed to her attack, sees more attacks than any other. It's called Asthma Peak Week. September is also a critical month, because kids returning to school are exposed to viruses and other asthma triggers. The problem is, I don't believe many people know about Asthma Peak Week. Laura and I certainly didn't. What happened to Laura should never happen to anyone. In the midst of a severe attack, she walked to our local hospital, only to find the door outside the emergency room locked. It was before dawn and she was alone, so she called 911 for help. Due to a shocking series of systemic and individual failures, that help never came. Laura didn't die just because she had an asthma attack, but in the end, asthma is what took her life. She was just 34. Had Laura known about the increased danger of suffering an attack during peak week, would she have taken different precautions that morning? Would she have treated the first sign of her attack with more urgency? Would she have called me or someone else for help instead of heading to the hospital on her own? I am forever left to wonder. Nothing, no one, can ever replace Laura. But by raising awareness for Peak Week, I hope that her story will save others.